Finally, compensation for Clitty Creek victims. It was a colorful sight outside the Kanchanaburi Provincial Court yesterday as a group of Karen villagers arrived to hear an appeal court ruling on their complaint against a lead mining firm they accused of polluting the Clitty Creek in Lower Clitty Village in Tongpa Poom District. In their complaint, lodged with the provincial court in 2007, the villagers demanded 1 billion baht in damages, as well as an injunction ordering the company to remove lead from the creek. Altogether, 151 villagers, including Tisa Nesuwansawan, 64, who died of cancer in 2008, were exposed to toxic substances in the creek, the sole water supply for the village, for 14 years. The appeal court said yesterday it agreed with the Kanchanaburi Provincial Court, which ruled in 2010 that the lead mining firm was responsible for polluting the Clitty Creek. It also upheld the lower court's ruling that the company must pay 36 million baht in compensation. But the court threw out the request for the cleanup, saying the 1992 Environmental Protection Act does not authorize plaintiffs to ask the court to order polluters to clean up their pollution. The victims of lead contamination, led by Mu 3 assistant village head Yasu Nasuansuan, were satisfied with the court's compensation order. But the villagers also want a remedy for the environmental problem the company has caused. Mr. Yasu, who is among the lead-poisoned villagers, told the court yesterday the villagers need the creek restored so that we can return to live a normal life. The lead contamination first came under the media spotlight in 1998. Since then, the villagers have won a series of lawsuits against the company and the Pollution Control Department, but they've all been appealed. Yesterday's verdict gave the villagers hope that slowly but surely they would receive the compensation they believe they deserve.